Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Waya, your host, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. And we are concluding June with First Step to Success program and Dr. Anamika Ghali. Who is the co-author of the program, and is coming down. And the reason we're doing this is again, behavioral health brings down evidence-based programs. And we strategically put those programs that we think are really going to help the community. This is a program that helps very young children before the problems get out of hand. Sometimes even before the problems are diagnosable, mental health conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. And so we brought Dr. Ghali down to begin to work with our mental health rehab techs and the schools and the teachers to begin to take this program that's worked all sort of places and see if it works in our little corner of the woods here.
I know. So. Well, I mean, it's just that we have, you know, we're not a big county, and we don't get a lot of funding. But the funding that we do get, we want to spend it wisely. We want to, like you said, we want to bring evidence-based models, models that have been proven by research, law. They, you know, when they do the research, they do many years of research. They're proven, they work. And we want to make sure that the services that we provide to the community, to our members of our community, are effective.
Yeah.
You know, that they, when they go to behavioral health, they're going to get results.
Get your money's worth.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Welcome back, Dr. Ghali.
Well, thank you. And you know what you're saying is so helpful because I always think if I do trainings like this, if I only keep one child out of jail, I will have done a great job. And I know that we'll keep many more children out of jail. But we also know, as I mentioned earlier, that if we don't intervene early and before. When people talked about early intervention, it was after the first time the student was arrested.
Right.
That's when
yes.
they intervene. Well, we felt that was way too late. So if we can, you know, do the early intervention and get them off to a right path or to an appropriate path, a successful path, we will, you know, really help the community and make the kids and the family successful.
Was that part of your intuition as a third grade special ed teacher when you were looking at this? Were you going, geez, if I could get these kids in kindergarten,
yes.
I betcha.
Yeah.
It would be a solvable problem.
Oh, it was every day I would think, if I could just get my hands on these kids when they're little, it would be so much easier because by the time they have had 3 years of this
practice.
Negative practice, it's very well ingrained. And what happens is these kids will then team up as they get older with other children that have these kinds of problems. And then you get this gang kind of
That they get disinterested in school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they just... Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, a lot of the schools have a zero tolerance, and they get mm-hmm. pushed out of school. Mm-hmm. And when they're pushed out of school, suspended or expelled, mm-hmm. like you said, they end up, you know, hanging out with, you mm-hmm. know, instead of engaging them, they're disengaging them,
mm-hmm.
Could end up in prison, most likely.
Yeah, and the problem is when young children come to school and they already have these behaviors, it's often very difficult for them to focus academically.
Yes.
And so academically they fall behind and then it becomes, you know, a bigger problem. So
sure. School is not fun anymore.
And
they avoid
and
it.
It's hard.
And
they
avoid it.
They avoid it, yeah.
And how does that avoidance come out?
Well, yeah. You know, a couple months of frowny faces on your papers is
yes.
probably enough to begin to discourage you, and then you're not even going to try.
And you know, this is interesting that you say that, but there are such little things that people can do to help. For example, if a child has a math paper and they have a bunch of addition problems on there, and often the teacher will go chung, chung, chung and mark ones.
Yeah. In blazing bright red.
Yeah, so we teach the teacher to put a dot by the problem, and then when the child fixes the problem, you make a happy face out of the dot, and the teacher still has data on how many problems, you know, were incorrect, but the paper looks like, you know, little things like that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because my daughter's in, you know, she's in second. She passed to third, so she was happy.
Oh, good.
But, you know, when she would come in with a 60% on a math paper or something, you know, I got a bad grade. And I looked at it. Well, I mean, did you try hard? Did you, was this the best that you did? Because, yeah, well, that's okay, hon. let's let me help you. Let's yeah. redo it. Let's mm-hmm. you and I mm-hmm. let's fix it. Mm-hmm. And then she would do it. Oh, you see? Yeah, you can do it. It was probably you just had a bad day.
Yeah. But see, a lot of parents are not that sophisticated to deal with it in that manner. You know,
because often six.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.